In the last few months, in many places around the world, there have been some very difficult times. People are injuring and killing one another. There is fighting, and buildings are being destroyed. Our Father in heaven, God, the creator of the universe, sees everything. In God's word, the Bible, we read about the big city of Nineveh and the terrible things that the people who lived there were doing. So God spoke to Jonah and sent him off on a mission. You can read the whole story, or quite a short story, in the book of Jonah in the Bible. God said to Jonah, "Up on your feet and on your way to the big city of Nineveh. Preach to them. They're in a bad way and I can't ignore it any longer." But Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh. He got on a boat sailing to another city called Tarshish, in the opposite direction to Nineveh. By doing this, he thought he could hide from God. What do you think? Can we hide from God? Of course we can't. So God caused a great wind to blow on the sea, and such a mighty storm arose that the boat was at risk of sinking. The sailors were so frightened that they each prayed to their own gods. But where was Jonah? He had gone to sleep in the bottom of the boat. The crew woke Jonah and he said to them, "It's my fault there's such a terrible storm because I am trying to hide from God, the creator of the sea and the sky, who I did not want to obey. Take me and throw me in the sea, and the sea will become calm." So they did as he said and threw him into the water, and the angry sea became peaceful. But God sent a big fish to swallow Jonah. He was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights until he finally agreed to obey God. Then God spoke to the big fish, and the fish vomited Jonah onto a beach near Nineveh, as it happened. God spoke to Jonah a second time and asked him again to go to Nineveh. This time Jonah obeyed, and they spread the news that God would destroy the city in 40 days. The people of Nineveh believed this terrible message from God and begged for forgiveness. They ate nothing for 3 days, even the king. They all put on old clothes, even the animals. God saw what they were doing, and that they were turning away from their wicked ways and violence. So God did not destroy Nineveh. Indeed, God is slow to become angry, and he always sends a warning. God wants us to ask for forgiveness and for us to live with him and for him. You can read more in Psalm 108, verses 8 to 13. It's only possible because of Jesus, your friend, Laura.